Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the podcast series How to Set Up a 100 Crore Company with Ratish Nair. I'm your host, Dr. Aman Kapoor, and I welcome you back to this episode of the series. So, hi Ratish, welcome back. After the last episode of Risk, we had a fantastic discussion about risk and risk mitigation and risk taking in entrepreneurship. Now, with risk comes stress and entrepreneurship. A lot of entrepreneurs are heard talking about that, boss, bahut stress hai, I'm under a lot of load and I'm quite overburdened. It takes a toll on a lot of people's health. We have often heard successful people falling ill. Now, I know you are a person who takes good care of his health. I know that you are a person who goes, who's quite fitness freak, who loves sport. You have a very good control of your diet, etc. So, according to you today, let's just discuss in the life of an entrepreneur. Stress comes. How do you handle this stress? What are your tips to an entrepreneur to handle the stress?
Okay. So, probably let's understand why there is stress in an entrepreneur's life. So, I think one of the main reason that stress would happen is when things don't go according to his goal. So, the first thing that comes to my mind is whether did he set a realistic goal? I think this is the key. Ambition is high in entrepreneurship, right? But sometimes people put themselves into a situation where they set a unattainable goal, and when the goal becomes challenging, then it kinds of creates the stress, right? So I always tell people that keep small goals, challenging yet achievable, and celebrate small wins. So probably this would solve your goal related issue. The other reason that I've seen in entrepreneur's life is when he doesn't know to say no. He says yes to everything. That causes the second stress. I think there was an ad also, or probably some kind of Instagram reel that I saw, that how important it is to say no. So sometimes say no to probably a situation where you are getting a business, but probably it is larger to bite, and probably you can let go this time and be stronger, step back, reassess and come back to it later. Or you can simply ask for time, but for want of bigger achievement, normally entrepreneurs take on too many commitments, and this taking on too many commitments also dilute your focus. That is the worst part, but you don't realize that. So be selective about the opportunity you pursue. Say no to those who doesn't align with your goal and values. Bold, underline, italics.
Okay, very important points that you have said. Learn to say no if you want to reduce the quantum of your stress. Now, with day-to-day startup activities, when you start up, you are bound to face situations which you will feel sometimes overwhelming. Now, at this point of time, what steps are you proposing, or what step do you take, and what advice do you give to people to take care of their mental health?
Excellent. So, I take two things. I think two things are the best medicine that you can do. First is sleep. Sleep for 8 hours. No job or no venture should be more important than your sleep. I mean, I'm not talking about just one day or 2 days. Yeah, some night you can have an all-nighter. Some night you can party with your friends. That's okay. But probably in 30 days, make sure that you sleep for 8 hours for more than 25 days. There is no therapy, no medicine that works better than sleep. I'm sure as a doctor you know this. So that's the first important thing, sleep. Second is take small breaks. Take break during your work hours. Step away from the desk. go for a walk, do something for a brief period, probably take your laptop and go to a nearby cafe. Don't keep too many meetings inside the office. Ask your client or probably take some interview outside the office in a cafe. So these are the two small things that I do, but these are the two small steps that I take, which is causing a big impact in my life.
Superb. Now, this is about mental health. What about physical health? Entrepreneurs always complain, I don't have time, enough time. Now, I have seen you balancing your work life with your fitness. So how do you do that and what is your advice about it?
So, see, I find physical health actually enhances your energy levels. Okay, so when you do not indulge in sport, run, or probably do not hit your gym or something like that, normally I have a very dull day. But let's say if I am doing any of these activities, and that's why you see most of the CEOs are runners. See, if you just look at most of the CEOs are runners. So I think what physical wellness does to you is enhance your energy levels. It also helps you to focus. It helps you to create deadlines for yourself and increases your overall productivity. Although I still believe that a lot of physical wellness has to do with diet, because you have to eat right. I often hear our dietitian say that it's about 30% physical and 70% about what you eat. So I think that's more important. But again, sleep plays a very important role here also in physical wellness. Then I would say that one very small aspect in physical health, which probably most of the entrepreneurs ignore, is your ergonomics. So have a good place to sit. Make sure your desk, chair are of the right size. You know, ergonomics is very important, because then you see a lot of people suffering from spondylitis, back pain, pain in the neck. Obviously, your legs get stiff, your elbows start paining. So a lot of other things also comes subsidiary to long working hours. Not only for entrepreneur, but anybody who is working on the desk. So, I mean, this question is probably right for anybody who is working today. So, high energy levels, you get higher focus because of physical health.
Okay. And in your schedule, what are the things that you take? What are you doing for your own physical health?
Okay. So, basically, I play tennis. I am a great tennis lover. So in our clubhouse, there's a nice tennis court. So I go a couple of days there. Right now, today, if you ask me, I hit gyms most of the time. I mean, it keeps on shifting. Sometimes I like tennis, sometimes I like going to gyms. But this time, it's like doing the weights right now. I am trying right now 2 meals a day. And I will very quickly shift to 1 meal a day. That's what I'm trying to do. So I'm slowly cutting down eating. And when I have, surprisingly, a lot of people told me that your energy levels will go down if you eat less. But I think my energy levels are going up even after eating 2 meals a day. And obviously sleeping 8 hours. So these are the 3 or 4 things that I'm doing to keep myself fit.
Now, we've talked about physical fitness, mental health. You play tennis, you hit the gym. What about hobbies in keeping you if mentally alert and fit, reducing your stress levels? What do you like to do other than your business related activities to reduce your stress?
Okay, so as such, I don't have any hobbies which probably is keeping me busy. If I'm not in the gym and if I'm not working, then obviously I am hanging out with my friends or family. Recently I've started traveling a lot with my family. So probably you can say that is something that I like to do. We are visiting a lot of new places. If I'm not doing that, then I'm definitely out with friends. There are a couple of fellow entrepreneurs, couple of my colleagues. I think apart my family, they are the world to me. So I spend a lot of time with them, and so we pull each other's leg, laugh. So you know, one thing was more important in stress that we didn't cover, that you have a very good circle of friends where you can talk anything and nobody is judging you. So you can be really raw over there. And those, you know, those earlier days, there used to be something like katta friends where you used to meet in a katta and sit and then talk and talk any nonsense. I think that was a really stress buster at that time. And even now you need such friends where you can talk such things and never been judged on that.
Very true, very true. We need to be physically connected with people, and you need to have at least one friend, like the 2 a.m. friend whom you can call at any time in the night to discuss your own stress and take it out. So thanks, Ratish, for wonderful insights from an entrepreneur's point of view into handling your stress, managing your physical activity. So friends, if you're listening to this, do not ignore your own physical and mental health. Remember, if you're physically fit, if you're mentally fit, only then you'll be able to give to your own business the energy that it needs. So thank you, Ratish, for this. And jate jate, before we, as always, I say one last thing, one last piece of advice to all the budding entrepreneurs who are listening to you.
Okay, so I think stress is caused by keeping goals which I think are unattainable. You need to think big. You need to think challenging goal, but it has to be achievable. If you keep goals which are not achievable, you will be under stress. So keep goals which are achievable. It's okay to grow slowly. Important thing is to grow.
Superb. Thank you, Ratish, for wonderful insights. My dear friends, stay healthy, stay fit and fine. Keep growing your energy, keep growing your business, and keep connecting with us. Do drop in your comments in the comment section below as to what did you like about this episode. What more would you like to listen to from Ratish, from his insight, from his own experience? And as always, remember to share, remember to follow this podcast, and to let the world know that we are here. Thank you very much, Rashish. This is Dr. Aman Kapoor signing over and out. Bye-bye.